You know, the pandemic maybe has changed the way people interacted, and you've probably thought a little bit about that. It's obvious that you build connections with others really easily, and it's been tough, and these students are going through some of the same thing. And so, do you have any thoughts on how the pandemic is changing maybe the way you interact, or ideas for, we saw you at No Studios. I gave the students that clip, and so
Oh, sick.
they saw you playing and making a connection. So describe some thoughts on that.
Yeah, I feel like, it's a good question. The first thing I should say is that it just really makes me miss playing music with people because that's the easiest way to do it. It's like a hang. Like, we're doing this and it's cool and it's fun and I'm having a great time. But if we were all in the same room, it's just like different. So I feel like it like makes everyone like really appreciate like what happens at a concert and when you're playing and stuff. So like I feel like there's like a pretty like solid longing for it, but it also like forces you to be adaptable. So like it like I've discovered I never used Zoom before the pandemic started, but now like I have it set up where I can live stream myself playing and like recording on Zoom if I wanted to. So like it's kind of forced people to get more technologically savvy. Also like I feel like you're seeing more people trying to record themselves at home because like if you just buy a microphone and an interface and you have a laptop, you can immediately make an entire album by yourself. So I feel like I'm seeing people that I wouldn't have normally thought would like get into home recording just doing it because it's like, well, what else am I gonna do? I also think it's like kind of forced people because like I mean it sucked, but everyone lost all their gigs. Like there were no performances. I was supposed to like I remember I still think about it because I had a tour booked to like go to New York and like the East Coast and all this stuff with like a cool band. And then I remember I went to Milwaukee to rehearse on a Thursday, and then on that Sunday everything shut down. And then like it was slowly but surely like I lost all the gigs I had booked. Everyone had everything get canceled. But what I think is a side effect of that is like a lot of musicians gig to make money. So like you're playing in bands that maybe like it's like a cover band or something that like it's like fun and it pays the bills. Or like you're like playing in a jazz band that plays at weddings and stuff. But then like when all that is just immediately gone, I feel like for some people that I know like in my like inner circle and stuff, like it kind of forced you to be like, well, what do I actually want to do? And like I feel like I've seen a lot more people try to get in touch with their own artistic voices because you're like, well, I don't have any gigs. What do kind of music do I want to make? Or like, what do I feel like doing? I've seen some people quit bands or like dissolve bands because they're like, we had a lot of gigs booked, but we were kind of just doing this because we had a lot of like, it was a self-fulfilling thing. So I feel like it's given a lot of people the opportunity to like get inside their own head and be like, oh, actually, I kind of want to like do more creative stuff, or I want to like write my own music, and I've never done it, but now I have all this free time. And the last thing I'll say is like, everyone's at home, so it's like in a certain way, you're also like, dude, do you want to get on Zoom and like make a song together? Because like we're both just like chilling, and like you can if you can record yourself or whatever, if you have any of like the software, like Logic is $200, and it's like a more intense version of GarageBand, which you can also do stuff with GarageBand. People just like sending tracks back and forth and like piecing something together where like maybe we would record this all at the same time, but instead like you record your parts at your house, I'll record my parts at my house, but one of us will have the master where we all like piece it together. One of the ambient things that I made like earlier this year, I collaborated with someone in Japan that I like met her when I was over there, and then I was just like I sent her the music and I was like, whatever you want to record, just like do it and send it back to me and I will piece it all together and then we collaborate it. So I feel like it's also like maybe creating connections that wouldn't normally happen because you're like, well, I wouldn't think to collaborate with someone in Japan because I'm not in Japan, but now we're all on the internet and I can just be like, actually, I can just send you a file and you can record and then send it back to me. Now we can create this whole thing. And I have friends that have like made whole albums with other people without even ever being in the same room as them. So I feel like it's given like a lot of opportunities that way. So I mean, like, obviously it sucks and I would rather have not had all of this happen, but I feel like people have tried to like create positive outcomes from it, which I think is cool.